Welcome to Libertarians Working for You with host Carla Howell. Our program explains how to solve the most critical problems we face in America today: unemployment, debt, healthcare affordability, high taxes, loss of personal freedoms, loss of privacy, threats of war, and more. Now, here is your host, Carla Howell.
Welcome to Libertarians Working for You. I'm Arvind Vohra, at-large representative to the Libertarian National Committee, guest hosting for Carla Howell. On this show, we feature Libertarian candidates running for office who will explain what they'll do, if elected, to make your life better and to keep America prosperous, safe, and at peace. Learn more about the Libertarian Party at lp.org and at facebook.com/libertarians. On the second half of today's show, you'll hear from Mark Harold, Libertarian running for Congress in Virginia's 11th District. But first, we'll talk with Matthew Hess, the Libertarian candidate for governor running in Colorado. Matthew Hess is a self-described IT geek, husband, father, volunteer, and libertarian. He has worked as a systems administrator and technologist in the Denver area throughout his career and is well-informed in all matters involving information technology, specifically the ones that Colorado faces. He has invested many hours within the community working with the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts. He has also received the Bronze Presidential Volunteer Service Award from the Boy Scouts of America. His website is MatthewHess.org, and at Facebook you can find him at Matthew Hess Libertarian. Matthew Hess, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Matthew, what inspired you to run for office?
Well, in a nutshell, Ron Paul got me interested. Back in 2011, I started listening to his platform and positions. I was a Republican at the time, mm-hmm. and it was just making too much sense. So I had to mm-hmm. check this guy out. And when it came down to it, I realized, you know what? The Republicans aren't talking like this. Only Ron Paul is. And I went out mm-hmm. and I realized, yeah, I need to find a different party. So I went and looked at the various parties across Colorado and said, you know, this one matches up with me. It happened to be the Libertarian Party. So I joined up and immediately got active.
Now, what are some of the key issues for you specifically that you really want to run on in this election?
Key issues. Well, you know, there's a lot going on here in Colorado between the guns and the new potential economic impacts and benefits of marijuana, industrial hemp, to the land seizures and EPA interference, to, you know, the water issues and water rights being aggregated. There's literally just so much going on. The out-of-control spending, the constant piling on of the budget. Take your pick.
You know, as a libertarian, I mean, there's so much that libertarians like you can really do to improve the lives of people in Colorado. I mean, let's just take one issue at a time. Let's start off with the guns issue. What is your stance on the gun rights issue in Colorado?
Well, the Colorado Constitution is pretty clear when it comes to the right to own a firearm. And it basically says it shall not be called into question. The only real restriction the Constitution allows is the one of, you know, concealed carry permits. And that's pretty much it. Now, when you start to restrict magazine sizes and transfers and all this other stuff that they've done to limit the overall ownership of firearms, that to me is calling into question the ability of people to own these firearms. And that's not something allowed by our Constitution. And I stand by our Constitution in many ways. In fact, I'm one of the few candidates that won't pick and choose the parts of the Constitution he supports and disagrees with. He'll support the whole thing. The difference is we can advocate for change by the people.
So will you, if elected, will you actually be an advocate to protect the gun rights of men and women in Colorado?
Yes, that's one of the few promises I've made. And I don't make a lot of promises because I don't believe government should be doing that much to begin with. And that is one of effectively executive nullification. There are laws that are passed that are in violation of our Constitution that are criminalizing our citizens. I'm going to make sure these citizens are pardoned. And I'm going to be busy writing pardons. And we're going to make sure that these victimless crimes get off the books or are at least effectively nullified. If they're no longer useful, there's going to be prosecutors wasting money. There's going to be court time tied up. And it's just a huge drain on everything. It's better to get these things off the books at that point when you have an executive like me who is just saying, no, this is not going to happen. We're not going to tear families apart. We're not going to throw people in jail for little piddly things. We're going to be serious about being tough on real crime, and we're going to get rid of all this extra BS.
And the fact that as a governor, you would literally be able to pardon people who, you know, quote, commit, you know, crimes that have no victims. They don't even know what you call them. They're not even crimes. Essentially, you could really individually, no matter what the legislature said, no matter what the attorney general, no matter what prosecutors did, you could literally nullify these victimless crimes, nullify the laws against victimless crimes, essentially single-handedly.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the economic impacts of this. I mean, in Colorado's restrictions on firearms have actually been quite effective in one area, which is driving businesses out of the state. Do you believe that if you're elected and start to fight against these laws and really enforce Colorado's constitution, do you believe that that'll actually attract businesses to the state?
Oh, it definitely will. When we make an environment that is conducive to do business, you know what happens? Business happens. Commerce happens. When we level the playing field, when we make it easy and welcoming to do business, more growth occurs. And it's as simple as that. To get government involved and start investing in various initiatives and projects across the state, to start gambling with taxpayer money, to start, you know, making it more difficult to do business. That's when we hurt the people of Colorado. We end up taking money out of their pockets, food off their table. It translates into gas out of their cars, and we put it into these projects that might succeed or fail. The economic gambling like that shouldn't be legislated, and it shouldn't occur through government whatsoever.
Let's go into that for a second. Yeah. What do you mean by economic gambling? Are there examples that our listeners might be able to appreciate?
There is a group called a state agency called the RTA here in Colorado, and RTA is supposed to figure out what is economically beneficial to invest in, and they look at the potential increase of sales tax revenue in a particular area by this project. And then say, okay, we'll loan you these future proceeds now in real dollars, or FRNs, and you can build your project, and we expect to see X return for it, so on and so forth. And if they don't, then what'll happen is the people in that locality, like Colorado Springs is a great example with the City for Champions stuff going on there, the people are going to be left holding the bag for these private investment groups that didn't follow through, didn't meet the expectations they claimed, so on and so forth, and taxes will have to go up to fill that gap. So when push comes to shove, it's my job as governor to look at groups like this and say, you know what, you're wasting hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars on something private investors wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. I'm pulling the plug.
Can you, as governor, actually pull the plug on that, though? Is that something that requires the legislature to get involved?
Well, we can defund things. We can look at this and say, you know, governor has a line item veto in Colorado for anything that has an appropriation of money for it. So I can just start striking things from the budget.
And so you could literally single-handedly, just to be really clear, you could single-handedly get rid of this organization, the RTA, the state agency, which is essentially taking money from taxpayers and investing in things that a private investor would intelligently avoid. You could literally single-handedly shut that down and give people back their hard-earned money, give people back that food on the table, the gas in the car, give people all that stuff back just by yourself.
That is correct. I can defund the organization and make them completely impotent.
That is extremely powerful. Let's talk about a couple other issues. I want to talk about a couple other issues, at least introduce them before the break, and then we'll be able to talk about them in a little bit more depth after the break. When it comes to Colorado, Colorado has been, you know, in the news, of course, because of the marijuana legalization process that's been happening over there. What is your stance on marijuana and victimless crimes?
Well, I like to intermingle the issues of marijuana, industrial hemp, as well as energy generation and future private sector growth. We can turn around the economy and start a whole new generation of energy exploration if we do a couple things. And one is, let me preface this, 36.6% of Colorado land is owned by the federal government. They promised to give that back after a certain period of time. That period of time has well elapsed. It's time to take back that land for the state. In doing so, we can open up a new homesteading era, start a new agricultural homesteading program for people to start growing industrial hemp on previously inaccessible or unused land, and we can open up our energy exploration field into something much more interesting. That's one of energy development for the next generation of Colorado. So when we get down to it, it's not only should we support this thing, we should stop regulating it so heavily. We should follow the will of the taxpayers with Amendment 64 and treating the regular marijuana sales like alcohol instead of heavily taxing them like we are. And really open ourselves up with welcoming arms to the future economic growth of Colorado.
Okay. We're talking with Matthew Hess, libertarian running for governor in Colorado. He's talked about defunding the RTA, which is taking money out of taxpayers' wallets and giving that money back to them. He's talked about being an advocate for gun rights and making sure that Colorado follows its own constitution and defends the rights of its people to own firearms. His website is matthewhess.org. Be sure to visit www.lp.org to learn more about the Libertarian Party. And please join the Libertarian Party and help us work for you. You can choose to get active, meet great libertarians in your area, and learn ways that you can get involved. Help us and Matthew Hess downsize big government. You're listening to Libertarians Working for You. I'm Arvin Vora, guest hosting today for Carla Howell. We'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Want to help make our world a better place, but not sure where to start? Tune into Better Worldians Radio with the creators of the social game on Facebook called A Better World. Join hosts Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory Hansel, who will inspire you to make a big difference in small ways. They'll speak to experts, authors, volunteers, and everyday people who are changing the world daily. Better Worldians Radio is heard live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Variety.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one Internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Libertarians Working for You. If you wish to connect with our show, please call 1-866-472-5788. That number again is 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to comments@lp.org. Here again is Carla Howell.
I'm your host for today, Arvin Vora, substituting for Carla Howell. Welcome back to Libertarians Working for You. We're talking with Matthew Hess, the Libertarian candidate running for governor in Colorado. His website is matthewhess.org. Matthew, in the last segment, we talked about really turning Colorado into a state that currently is getting in the way of business growth, into one that invites and welcomes business. In what ways is Colorado right now getting in the way of small businesses?
It seems like they are trying their hardest. It's between regulations and health and human service suggestions that local, Tri-County health groups turn into requirements or mandates, things that aren't even law, that non-legislative groups are pushing down the throats of local businesses, really hampers growth here in Colorado. I can, you know, name a couple of examples. One is a business was not allowed to open because the inspector would not sign his certificate of occupancy for his new building that he built because the inspector felt he did not have enough lights in his parking lot. Now, this is a business that's not open at night. But that didn't matter. He actually had to delay opening his business and almost lose his chance at opening his business to build two more lampposts in his parking lot. And until that happened, until this inspector had time to come back out and verify things and sign a certificate of occupancy, he couldn't start his business. Now, that's just money down the drain. That was fewer employees he had to be able to fund, to be able to employ up front because he had limited funds left. You know, you've only got a certain amount of money to work with up front to start your business. Uh-huh. When you make it harder, you do end up driving businesses away. You end up with non-starters like that. The Colorado economy cannot afford non-starters. We need people...
Are there things that you can actually do then as governor to sort of fight against these type of impediments?
Being governor is also about changing the tone.
Mm-hmm.
You change the tone, make it public. People see that. And people say, hey, we've got a guy in office who's supposed to believe in liberty and freedom and economic growth. What is my local county doing?
Mm-hmm.
And people start changing the county to match. People start changing their locality, the municipalities, the city councils, that they start seeing what real freedom looks like, and they want more. Because freedom's a good thing, and it's attractive not only for prosperity, but peace. When people know that there's a place where they're safer because they're not being victimized by all these little things that people think are crimes that have no victim, when they're free to start their business, to grow something out of an American garage into something powerful, like an Apple or a Microsoft or an Amazon, you name it. When people see that, it attracts them. And that drives real economic growth more so than any governmental body could ever provide.
And really, we're talking about not just the growth for those businesses. We're talking about increased employment for everybody. We're talking about more economic growth. We're talking about a greater ability to consume. We're really talking about a lot of benefits that really everybody in Colorado is going to experience.
Oh yes, and if we get to a point, I think we can get to a point in 4 years' time where Colorado actually has a negative unemployment rate, where we need people to come from other states to fill our jobs. We have the potential. It's there. We just need to tap it.
And I'm sure that the people of Colorado, once they really understand the potential over there, are going to be very attracted to the campaign. We've talked a bit about spending. We've talked a bit about regulation. Let's talk about the big one. Let's talk about taxes. Tell me about what the tax situation is right now in Colorado and what you as governor could do about it.
Let me provide some background about a little thing in our Constitution called TABOR. That's the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights. Basically saying any tax that is going to be enacted needs to be voted on by the people. Needs to be implemented only after that vote in the affirmative. So we've been getting around it. Unfortunately, they come up with creative ways to call taxes fees, fines. There's a variety of jargon used, but when it comes down to it, it's still a tax. And I think we should get back to following the Constitution as far as the enactment of any taxes go. Now, the Constitution also says, and this may be a splitting hairs for a few, but it says we have the power to charge property tax and income tax here in Colorado. Okay. But I say there is a dramatic difference between having the power and control to do something and having the wisdom whether or not to do it. So I do not see taking out of the economy and giving very little in return except for more victimization and criminalization and more regulation at a beneficial activity that Colorado State is engaging in. So what we need to do is start rolling those back. Now, go ahead.
I was going to ask, and I might have been cutting you off before you answered my question in advance, but what taxes would you be willing to roll back?
Well, the property tax, the income tax, I want to see those across Colorado disappear. I'd like to be able to shrink government down through, there's a couple of programs. So one specifically in mind that I have is an open source initiative. Now, a division of the French government over there implemented this same idea is one of open source. It's an open source initiative, open source everything, open source operating system, open source word processor, spreadsheets, office suites, open source software, working with other states to develop open source online services and sharing with other states. Instead of trying to reinvent the wheel 50 times over, making things simple and effective is what we should be doing. And in doing so, following that French program, they were able to realize a 40% annual budget savings in 1 year.
That's pretty impressive.
Huge. 40% of the IT budget just gone. Returned back to the people.
And return that back to the people. Let me ask you this. So let's just hypothetically say that your governor and the legislature passes a bill that essentially eliminates the sales, the property tax, that eliminates the income tax, and that bill lands on your desk. Would you then sign that bill?
I'd put a smiley sticker on that bill and sign it grinning ear to ear.
And I think that's very important for people to realize, because there are a lot of people who are running for executive positions that say, in some abstract way, I kind of favor lower taxes. But you very specifically said that given the opportunity to sign into law a bill that eliminates both the property and the income tax in Colorado, giving people back all that money, increasing all that economic growth, building the economy, increasing jobs, if that bill landed on your desk, you will definitely sign it. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's incredibly important to know that people... let me actually add a little of information here.
Okay.
I went out, and on Facebook, I said, think on tax day of all things, think of the amount of money you've paid to the government in income tax. Mm-hmm. What else could you do with that money? And people came up with, trip to Jamaica, but other people were coming up with, things that would improve their quality of life, things that would improve their community. Like starting a butchery program in the local community to teach people how to hunt, butcher, and cure their meats, saving
them
more money. I mean, it's things like that. People are incredibly inventive, and we need to stop relying on government for that creativity and let the natural creativity and ingenuity of Coloradans shine through for once. Because that's not going to help us in the short term, you know, just taking their money and doing things for them. We don't need that anymore. I believe Coloradans are grown up enough to say, you know what, we can engage in private charity and in beneficial actions for our community on our own without the force of government.
You know, that I think is an extremely powerful message. I mean, just really allowing people to use that creativity, to use their adult responsibility towards charity, you know, towards the arts, towards innovation, towards new businesses that increase jobs. The benefits are essentially limitless. And what you're really talking about is something that, you know, if you're given that opportunity, the lower regulations, the greater number of jobs and the greater number of businesses would really dramatically benefit the lives of almost everybody in Colorado essentially right away.
Yes. Instead of a trickle down, it's a build up. That's what we need. And that's something government can never provide.
That is, I think, a very, very powerful message. I want to thank you, Matthew, for joining us today.
And it was my pleasure to be here. Anytime you guys want to have me back on, feel free to give me a holler.
Absolutely. Okay, we've been talking with Matthew Hess, Libertarian for Governor running in Colorado. His website is MatthewHess.org, and the last name is spelled H-E-S-S. He is one of hundreds of Libertarian candidates who will be on the ballot this year in America who are working for you to make you more free and to give you the rights and to help protect your rights, including, in this case, your right to bear arms, your right to start a business, your right to not have your money squandered on foolish initiatives. Check out the Libertarian Party at www.lp.org. Please join the Libertarian Party and help us work for you. Help us downsize big government. You're listening to Libertarians Working for You. I'm your host, Arvind Vora, guest hosting for Carla Howell. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.